It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton.
Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here this week on our broadcast. The familiar voice you will soon hear from Green Hills Animal Shelter is that of Terry Webb. Terry, as always, appreciate you taking time out and joining us once again here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio. And we thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend this week. She's a cutie. This is Emily you have with us this week, an orange tabby friend.
We do have Emily this week, and she is a beautiful orange tabby and somewhat unusual. Orange tabbies are usually male, and Emily is only 1 year old, and she has lived at Green Hills Animal Shelter her entire life.
Sounds like, Terry, from what you were telling me about Emily off air, that she came into your care super early in her life. And obviously, if she's only a year old, then she still hasn't had that much time on this earth already. But sounds like she came into your care when she was still really, really new and really young.
She was. She was only about 4 weeks old when she came to the shelter, and that was in August of 2019. So she is still very young and very playful.
Very young and very playful is always a good thing. At least in my experience in dealing with the cat friends, I like the playful ones. I enjoy having the good times with them, and it sounds like Emily enjoys having some good times there at the shelter as well. Can you talk a little bit about what makes Emily Emily?
Emily has a very unique personality. She is much more interested in playing and having fun than she is in cuddling. She's always up for a good cuddle once she's worn herself out. But her very favorite part of the day is when she gets to go to Meow Meadows, which is our cat play area, and she gets to play with the other cats in the shelter. And she romps and plays and climbs to the top of the cat tree, and it's even somewhat of a daredevil. She plays so fun.
Sounds like Emily is a social one with the other kitties. With that in mind, what kind of home situation do you think would be ideal for Emily? I know you mentioned she's playful, and it sounds like she's social as well. What kind of home situation do you think would be ideal?
Emily would be perfect with a family who wants a playful, independent kitty that doesn't require a lot of time with snuggling and attention. She does well, as we said, with other cats, so she would love a home with other feline friends that she could play with. And we believe that as she grows older, you know, her focus will become more in snuggling and getting petted. But right now, she's a really good fit for a family that maybe even has children that would love a cat to play with.
Terry, if our listeners want to find out more information about Emily or take that next step, how do they get in contact with you at the shelter there?
They can contact our shelter at 660-359-2700.
And we'll have more information on our website as well. That's under Pet of the Week. That's all about Emily at northwestmoinfo.com. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here this week on our Pet of the Week broadcast. Terry, as always, thank you so much for all your hard work in bringing by a new four-legged friend this week. And hopefully because of all your hard work, we together can find Emily a forever home.
Thank you so much for having us. We're excited to introduce everyone to Emily.
Thank you so much, Terry, for all your hard work in joining us once again here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.